The Wasatch County Council meets Wednesday at 4 o'clock. On the agenda is discussion and possible action regarding Park City's $38 million purchase of Bonanza Flat. Wasatch County Council member Danny Good tells KPCW he'll be asking the council to approve an amount of $10,000 to $50,000 towards the purchase price. He says this is the first time the Wasatch County Council has had a chance to participate in the conservation of open space other than zoning and development approvals since he's been on the council. Further, he says it's part of the county's mission.
We talk about how we want to preserve the open space and how we want to preserve the quality of life, the rural character, the agricultural character. And this is an opportunity for us to actually participate in a process that has gone much further than any other efforts have been in the past.
A request to contribute towards saving Bonanza Flat had been discussed at an earlier meeting, but the consensus was that the county's contribution should be considered as the millions of dollars in property tax revenues that Wasatch County would be giving up if the property wasn't developed. Good agrees it is a donation of sorts, but says the time is now to act on something that they won't have a chance to consider again.
Most places that grow as fast as Wasatch County is now, years after all the growth has taken place, they wish they had done more to preserve open space. And so this is an opportunity for us to do it now.
Some of his constituents feel that a better place to put their money is the open space they drive by every day, the North Fields. While Good agrees that, too, is important, he says Bonanza Flat is a more immediate need.
I don't think that land preservation and conservation is a zero-sum game. I think that the participation in this effort with Bonanza Flats does not stop us from participating in any future efforts with the North Fields or any other lands in Wasatch County that people would like to preserve.
Good is hopeful that he can convince his council members to contribute something.
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to convince enough of the council that this is something we can do, because if we're going to be taken seriously when we say that we want to preserve the rural character, the agricultural character of our valley, to keep open spaces, not only for the citizens, for our health and well-being, but also to help our economic base and tourism, then it would be difficult for people to think that we're serious if we're not willing to participate in these efforts when we have an opportunity.
That's Wasatch County Council member Danny Good. Again, the Wasatch County Council meeting 4 o'clock Wednesday at the County Council Chambers at 25 North Main Street in Heber City. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.